Blog Talk Radio. right, all right, all right. Good evening, people. This is David Glover, one of the hosts of Love and Controversy. And I'll be joined by Hakim, Janet Jackson, maybe Dedrick, Nefertari, she'll be on later, and Yolanda. So tonight's topic is going to be, when is it an appropriate time to talk finances when you're dating? Very interesting. Excuse me. Me personally, I guess before I jump into this, Hakim, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you holding up?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Just trying to stay cool. Anybody else on here with us on our team?
I believe Brother Dedrick, is that you? Dedrick, you there? Hello? I think we might have lost him. Yeah, so I guess it's just you and I for right now. Janet may be calling in a little bit. Neff and Yolanda, too.
Yeah, hopefully, because we definitely need some female input on this subject matter. So with this topic area, when you think about it, to me, I don't know if it could be avoided. I don't think on the first date you're going to, obviously you're not going to come off and ask people how much they make or whatever the case is, but I do think, you know, people can pick up on stuff if if you're talking about your careers or, your job and how long you've been working there, and if you start talking about, like career goals, people can, kind of fill in the missing blank. What they can't account for is, how much debt you have. Or so even though you could be someone making $100,000, but if you owe tons of back pay, child support, student loans, car notes, repossessed cars, and all types of different things, credit cards, and all that type of stuff, bankruptcy, then that's something that would probably come out throughout time. But hopefully, if you're picking up on the conversation and you're hearing people say little things, and nice person, but seems to me like they got a world of financial troubles, that's an opportunity to probably say, I'll see how far this goes, but I'm kind of got one foot in and one foot out. That's just my take. What you think about that, Hakim?
I think in these particular situations, I always go back to my 90-day rule. When during the initial meet and greet process, when we got that uniform on, we're just showing that representative that we always talk about. Those are the times that we should be, asking questions so we don't find out something bad later. You know what I mean? I want to know. I don't need to know how much you got in the bank. I just need to know that you're at least stable, because I don't want to, 6 months into a year, find out that, you're in the middle of bankruptcy court and you have 4 kids and you're asking me for money 2-3 times a week. And it happens.
Wages getting garnished and all that type of stuff.
So it's very important to find out that this person is at least working and they have a some kind of stability. I wouldn't turn a woman down if she's not stable. But my thing is, I at least need do me the respect of telling me what's going on with you before I, dive into this pool of despair that I'm about to get into.
Yeah, and I think that would be the honorable thing to do, because, like you said, if they're asking for this week and then next week is something else, and you like, damn, like this is just another bill. You know, you have to have those open and honest and courageous conversations, and sometimes it can be embarrassing if you have goals for yourself and you know that you should be in a better place, but sometimes, you know, we all hit tough times. But if you're open and you're sharing and you're not someone that's front and acting like you got this and that, and the other person, they're doing well for themselves, they can still work with you. It's not like going down a dead end street, but, you know, you have to be able to have that conversation and communicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, you can't be stunting. You can't be frauding. Don't be walking around with the Manolo boots on and that Dooney and Bert pocketbook when you know you're struggling. You know, that's the worst thing. Because, you know you got that first date, and she looked amazing. She has the flyest of the fly on, and she ain't got $2 in her bank account.
Yeah, man. And I think that's the type of thing that do us in. You had a brother who's got pushing that Lexus, BMW or something, and knowing the car is in his mother's name, he gives her money here and there to keep the car note going. But you know, we have to be open, and you know, we got a lot of people just flossing and not being open and honest. So it's something that you have to have. And I know throughout my posting throughout the week, people always going to say, well, that's not none of my business right now, but it's going to come up in a conversation. Because other than that, what else are you going to talk about? I mean, one thing is the job and how long you've been there. Those type of conversations are going to come up. And then if you're listening, you're going to be able to pick up on certain things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it appears that Janet Jackson has joined the conversation. Let me bring her in. Hello, Janet.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Janet, how you doing?
Okay, how's everybody?
I'm good.
Doing good.
So, Janet, how much you make?
How much you make for what?
How much you make a year?
Why? Why you want how much money I make? Too many zeros.
Man, we are trying to figure out your status to see how far we can go in this life.
Why are you trying to figure out my status? I'm an underdog.
So you holding back something? So you hiding something?
Absolutely.
Do you work?
I do.
Okay.
I work full time. Full time for the Uncle Sam.
You got benefits?
Got benefits? Good benefit. I can go to the doctor and everything. I'm good.
So, Jenna, how would you feel if you was in a conversation, you're on a date with someone, and it's the first or second date, and he kind of took that approach?
Well, to be honest with you, I have been in those situations. For some reason, pretty much all my life, even when I met my ex-husband, men have always been either inquisitive or automatically they're intimidated because they, for whatever reason, they think my finances is, astronomical or whatever the case may be. It actually played a role throughout the years. Some years later with me and my husband, my income began to be greater than his, and that became a problem. So, but meeting somebody from the giddy up, I've been in that situation, and how I would handle it, I have handled it. I guess I don't publicize or I talk about my finances and what I got, investments or what I got going on, but I will you know, I would answer it just like I answered, just like you brought it up. That's how I would answer it. Somebody, I don't have a problem with it. As long as you don't have a problem with, you know, the fact that I may be making more money than you. See, the problem I have is the whoever's asking is going to feel some type of way when I tell them, when I be straight up with them. So for me, you know, we won't have to, you know, men feel like, men have felt like they need to come to the table, or they felt like, I don't know how they felt, but it began to be a funny, you know, a funny feeling once we had that dialogue, or that lack thereof, they assumed and didn't ask, and it was still a problem. So I don't even know what to say. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. Because one of the things I'm looking for, one of the things that I've always been attracted to, and I heard somebody say this, and I think it was on maybe in your group, why would you ask somebody what their line of work is? That's interesting to me. Because somebody else was saying that doesn't define the person, but it lets you know what type of person you're dealing with. You know, what you do for a living. I'm always interested in what somebody else is doing, you know, what people are doing for a living. I've always been that way. So, you know, that does let you know you met a fireman or a police officer or attorney or just a cook, a chef, or whatever. You know, unfortunately, it does define who you are. Kind of what you do for a living is a part of who you are. So...
So let me ask you this. So you're talking to a guy, and he says he's in between jobs, and you're like, well, how long you been out of work? And he's like, you know, 3 to 4 months. Would you continue to see him?
Probably, I don't know. Probably not.
Why?
Probably because, like I just said, he's not going to. He's in between jobs, and he's not gonna probably want to be hanging out with me, who's always on the always grinding. Because what happens is, let's go the other direction. Let's say I do date him. He's interested in me. As a matter of fact, somebody approached me like that on Facebook not too long ago. And here we are, I'm going to work. I'm grinding. I got this going on. I got that going on. And eventually, he's having a hard time finding, you know, his work. I may make some recommendation. Have you thought about the idea of being self-employed or, you know, taking a job that you don't want to, you know, that dialogue, mate. You don't want to deliver pizzas or whatever the case may be, so you can have your change to pay your bills. You know, he's going to wind up feeling some type of way coming from me. So that's why I would back away from it. Because I feel like as a woman, I have always been on my grind. And I feel like as a man, sitting around trying to get a job is not enough. You need to be on your grind too. And that was what the problem was with my ex-husband. You know, so, no, because I know that he's not going to, that's going to perpetuate the problem, the situation. He's going to probably not want to date me. He got all this time on his hands, and I'm constantly on the phone or on the computer or at this job or running to do this, got this business going on and meeting with my peoples for this and that, and he's going to be like selling some type of way. So for me, probably not.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from with that, because if you're busy and then he's not, you know, that you typically, it has to be some type of balance. Because other than that, mm-hmm. that's when I think the nitpicking starts, and you start saying, people start saying little stuff, oh, you too busy for me, or you always got something mm-hmm. going, when you gonna fit me in, and all that stuff. And that right there, that's automatically like, just a nagging situation.
Yeah. Yeah, and to me, I don't know, is there a term for this? Maybe you could kind of fill me in the blank here. Is there a term for a woman or a man that's attracted to someone because of their profession or not because of what they do, but maybe because of their desire to, you know, want to be self-employed or have businesses or excel in the job that they're in? That to me is a turn on.
You said that's a turn on?
That's a turn on for me.
Yeah, and that could be when you see someone, they may not be where they want to be, but you see the drive and the ambition and they have passion for something. And they're
you
a dreamer.
Want to support them.
Yeah,
right.
You want to support them and you want to be a part of it, especially if you believe in them. If it's someone who has, but, you know, on the opposite end, if it's someone who, you know, talks about it, but then you say, well, did you do this today? Or how did that go? And they're like, nah, I ain't doing none of that. I ain't feel like doing shit.
Right.
Shit, whatever.
Yeah, see.
You hear that too many
right.
times, you're going to say he's full of shit. Or she full of shit. So, you know, they gotta be out there grinding
off.
Like you and showing and proving.
Or they might be at their job, and they want to get a promotion. They applying that way to get the boss's job, or you know, move up. I don't care if it's whatever your career. You're a fireman, and you want to be the fire chief, or whatever the case may be. That's attractive to me. So I don't know if there's a term for that, but you know, it really shows me. It shows me a person, a soul, the soul of a person, what they really are. You know, striving to do in their life. And aside from that, if two people, my motto's always been, if two people come together, well, they can build together. That's what life is about, building and living good, you know, and living. You know, you might not even, not that you're going to be necessarily be millionaires or be rich, but you're comfortable enough to live. And that's because y'all both put in, because y'all both grinding, or because somebody's holding somebody else down to make them come up. You know what I mean? Somebody's putting somebody through school, and I'm going to hold us down, and when you graduate from school, we're going to open up a business or whatever the case may be, or you're going to get a good job, and we good. You know, that's building. And if you're not interested in building, then, I mean, what did Dedrick always say? We're not evenly yoked.
Yeah, so it's a lot to it. Go ahead, Hakim.
I just wanted to let you guys know Miss Yo has entered the building. How you doing, Miss Yo?
Well, hello, Hakim. Hi, David. Hi.
What's going on, Yolanda?
Chilling.
All right.
Hey,
and
Yolanda.
How y'all doing?
To catch you up to speed. Oh, well, we're good. I'm good.
Feeling
all right.
Oh, yeah.
And to catch you up on speed, we were just kind of talking about throwing out like a scenario, and we had left off with Janet saying kind of, you know, she's attracted to guys that's, you know, ambitious, have goals and visions, and she's, you know, willing to work with someone who's, you know, trying to get a promotion or maybe starting a business, and they're putting out the work because she says she's a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of left off on that where, you know, what the subject matter is tonight is, you know, when's the appropriate time to talk about finances, and I kind of led off saying that typically that conversation could start from, could be over the phone conversation, but because when you start talking about your job, careers, how long you've been there, the only thing
right.
people don't know is like your debt, like your the bills that you have to pay and everything. So that becomes another subject matter that usually comes out during the duration that you're dealing with that person. You find out little pieces, but like Hakim said, what you don't want to find out is down the road that you start caring for this person and you find out, oh, they owe this money, they're getting their wages garnished and things like that. So that's kind of what we've been talking about.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have a different perspective on it. For me, but I just hit the dating scene, so I've been out the game for like 10 years, so you know what I mean? So I still got some wiggle room. But for me, I don't really discuss, you know, I want to make sure somebody has a job, of course, but it's not like I don't want to go into too much detail in regards to the actual finances of it too early on. You know what I mean? It's just like, I just want to make sure that you can take care of you, and perhaps one day, you know what I'm saying, we can do things, what have you. But I don't really have that topic of discussion right away. You know what I mean? Or I mean, it really takes a while to get around to that, because I really don't want to divulge my occupation. I notice that it's asked a lot anymore when you're dating or somebody contacts you. One of the like first or second questions is like, what do you do for a living? Like, what? So I think that's what you seen.
Well, see, I think that's just like automatic that you go ask that.
Not me. It's not automatic for me, but I know it's very prevalent out there, because I get taken back by it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very private. I'm a very private person when it comes to my finances and what I do. But that's just me.
And Simeon, also, I learned, like, you know, in my counseling classes, that when people ask questions, one of the things, you know, they better be going somewhere with the questions. So I'm quick to say to somebody, what are you going to do with that information? If it's something that, like, this has nothing to do with it, what we're talking about, you need to tell me, where are you going with this? Because sometimes people ask stuff and you're like, where did that come from?
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
The thing about that is if you were to ask me that, I'd be like, okay, what am I going to do? What do you mean, what I'm going to do with that information? I'm just going to, there's nothing I can do with that information. I just let me know a little bit about you. I mean, I don't understand what's so private. Now, we're not going to talk about how much money I make, no. But what you do for a living, is it tells me what kind of person I'm dealing with. I don't see what the problem with that is.
No,
that
I mean, I don't. To me, that I don't see no problem with that either.
Would be offended by that. Is there a shame of what they do for a living? Like, if somebody was
I don't agree with that, because I just told you that I'm private with my job and stuff. I'm not ashamed of what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's just private for me. Some people are like that. You know what I'm saying? I happen to be one of them, so I could speak on that behalf. It has nothing to do with hiding. Maybe you don't want somebody to know what you do. You know what I'm saying? Just because you don't know them that well, you don't have that familiarity with them. Some people are different as far as what they're willing to divulge and what they're not. And I'm that's something that I don't really particularly care to talk about, like when I first start talking to somebody.
I don't mean in regards to where you work and all that. I'm probably where I work too. Like when David asked me, I probably won't tell you where I work at, but I might say something like, you know, when I told him I work for the government or something like that. It's kind of vague. But what I'm talking about is not that. I'm talking about people who are offended that you even ask, period. Somebody posted that one time. I was like, what's wrong with somebody asking? We grown. What, you know, I didn't even, that person didn't ask how much money you got paid, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty private, too. I don't post up where I work at and all that and be having conversations, but I kind of give you an idea what I do for a living. You know, I do work, you know, and stuff like that, or I'm a business owner, or whatever the case may be. Now, how much money I'm making and all that, now you asking me about my business, that means you want to do some business with me, you know. So,
okay. That comes,
Yeah.
Well,
you want me to get into one of my businesses, let me give you one of my cards. Let's do some business, you know. Other than that, but, yeah, no, I'm kind of private, too. And, and sitting up trying to talk, and then you just, and I don't really want you to tell me how much you make. And you have some people that's boyfriend. Oh, I'm a doctor. Oh, I'm a lieutenant colonel in the military. You ask them, oh, I'm in the military. Oh, okay. and people be wanting to, you know, and they start giving what rank they are and all that. What does that got to do with what their MOS is? And okay,
yeah.
I might say, especially in the town where I live at, we have so many military bases. Oh, what's your, and that's because my mom was in the military. Oh, and they give you what your what their MOS is, what their job is. Oh, that's interesting. But not know what your rank is, and because see, you now you're trying to figure out what my finances is. You know,
yeah.
I have to do that. So, yeah, I'm private too. But what I was talking about is not talking about, you know, your job itself and what you do, but it's kind of vague about what you do for a living. You know, I'm a business owner. Oh, okay, and then leave it at that. You know,
yeah,
nobody's supposed to feel like nobody should be even asking that.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Well, I think, like, coming from, like, some guys, you know, there are some guys that kind of want to flaunt their stuff, like, oh, yeah, I'm such and such, I've been here, and, you know, right now I'm up for a big promotion, I'm making about 120 G's right now at the moment and stuff like that. And that's a turnoff to women, especially, you know, professional women. In most cases,
well,
I didn't have some friends was like they were like totally turned off. Like, Negro, I didn't even ask you any of that. I make a decent
right.
living myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know, Brother Dedrick is on the line. Brother Dedrick, what's up?
What's good?
What's going on, man?
Hey.
What's up, Michelle?
What's going on, David? How you feeling?
And who else on the line, yo?
Hey,
David. Yep.
What's happening?
Hey, first and foremost, guys, I want to say thank y'all for y'all prayers and stuff like that, man. I guess my dad kind of felt it because he's feeling a whole lot better today. Some of the stuff that was going on with him kind of got it and stuff like that. So I want to say thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Yep.
He was praying. I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
So, Dedrick, what's your, if you've been listening, what's your take on so far some of the things that we touched on?
Well, I really agree with Janet because she touched on some things that I really believe in is being vague about certain things because you're not playing games. But the thing is that you don't want to provide too much information about what somebody to somebody who's not qualified to know that information. You know, and just getting to know me, you're not qualified yet. You know what I'm saying? We're not in a committed relationship. You don't deserve to know what my salary is or what I bring home or whatever the case is. You deserve to know that I'm employed. You deserve to know I'm gainfully making income, sure. I don't have a problem with letting somebody know I actually work someplace, you know, and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, numbers and figures, yeah, that's not your business. Not unless you're trying to join my business or my company, like she said, and you're trying to make some money with me. Okay, cool. Let's make some money. But beyond that, no. and like David touched on, you know what I'm saying, when guys, like, they like to casually, quote, unquote, lay out what they make and stuff like that, that's a fool. That's a straight-up fool. Because, number one, it ain't about what you make. It's about what you keep and what you do with what you keep. And a lot of the times people are sitting there reciting their salaries. They don't bring that home. So what you make, what your salary is don't impress me. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't impress women. But a lot of the times people have these illusions that just because a person drives this or has the appearance that they have it all or doing well for themselves. You don't know what kind of debt that person is in. But when you're getting to know somebody, you get to know me to see if we're compatible. Because your finances are going to be irrelevant if we're not compatible in the first place. So if you're not taking enough time to get to know me, it don't matter whether or not you know what I do or what I make. I don't mind telling somebody what I do or whatever the case is. But as far as anything else goes, you got to take some time to get to know me because, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. As far as how long should it be, it's not a really hard and fast rule about how long it should be. However, that person has to have qualified to know anything else in depth about anything when it comes to my finances. I don't just give that information out. You know, I'm not a flashy person. You know, when I'm walking in the street, I look just like most guys. I present myself well, but you're not about to think I'm some baller because I don't put my business, my financial business out there by the way I dress or what I drive or all that kind of stuff. I don't do that. So unless a woman is trying to get to know me for me, it ain't going to really matter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's so many, there's no right or wrong or no approach, but I think you want the conversation to be genuine and you want it to just flow. And it may be somebody that you may feel, okay, you have a nice connection, and when y'all talk on the phone, you may be on the phone for hours, and when you hang out, you together for a while, and sometimes things just, you know, it could just come up. But in most cases, that probably not the case. So, you know, you want to be, always want to be cautious of what you share with individuals because they could have a hidden agenda behind it.
Oh, yes.
I think it's smart to pay attention to how people do things because you can just be in a situation where y'all just decide just to meet up someplace because, say, a festival is going on or whatever. Or even, I think you had posted something about going on a little short trip, a little getaway, just to see,
yeah. You
know, if they can maintain their own. You ain't particularly asking them for nothing. You just say, hey, let's go this place or whatever. Let's go to this beach or whatever, and let's chill out and go to this place or whatever. And sometimes you can tell by their reaction and if they're game for it or if, you know, you can always tell by at least these little subtle things or sometimes not so subtle things that they don't have their finances straight. So, you know, that's something that you can tell in a subtle way without having to directly ask. And then if you ask them to do something else, I mean, do it a few times just to see if there's a pattern. If there's a pattern, then your red flag should be up.
So I do, and I shared that. I had shared with that situation that, you know, I had a friend that she told me, you know, that she went, I think, on a cruise and maybe went to the Bahamas, and she was dating this guy, and when they got there, he only had $10 spending money.
Oh,
and and this was real, but it led to a time when me and her went somewhere because she had that situation. She was all in my pockets, like, how much money you got? Now I'm getting aggravated, like, why the fuck you want to know? Like, you need to know, I'm a grown ass man. Don't be asking me much money I got. Like, why? Yeah. But that was the reasoning, and I was, like, irritated. Like, that kind of ruined my whole thing. She was kind of monitoring everything,
yeah,
how much I was spending just to make sure that she didn't have to end up coming out of her pocket. And that was just, like, a major turnoff. I'm like, I'm not that dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once I say I got it, then that should be it. Listen, I got it. Don't worry. And that should be the end of it.
You got dudes out here just doing the same thing, and they trying to get money up out of females and stuff like
yes.
that. I've never been that female. That's a turnoff, and I don't get down like that. You got a young dude trying to get them a cougar to take care of them. You're doing too much. Just the work that you putting in trying to get somebody to take care of you. You could be out there working on your own. You're doing too much. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous what people do for money.
Now, let me,
I ain't doing nothing. I guarantee you I'm not doing nothing that you can't do. You know.
Let me ask you.
So,
Go ahead, Janet.
So, yeah, no, that's not. When I see something like that, I let them know. Don't try to run game on me.
I had a question that was specifically for Hakim or Dedrick, and I've been noticing, even could be a coworker or if you out with someone, and when it's time for the bill, it seems like to me that the waitresses keep setting it by the woman, and I look like, okay, what is this about? I'm trying to, have y'all experienced that? And it seemed like every time, been out, that they place it by the woman. And I don't know if it's a cultural thing that they're saying, oh, more than likely she's paying for this man or whatever the case is. But I just, that was an observation I had been making. Why do they check
actually,
by the woman?
Actually the opposite thing that happened to me about a week or so ago. Last Friday, me and my boss went out, black dude, he's my boss's boss. We went to, went to the steakhouse for lunch, and after we ate, the waiter, he was a black dude too. He gave the bill to my boss, and he was getting ready to pay them. So I said, oh no, I hand the waiter. I didn't even look at the bill. I hand the waiter my bank card, and he stood there, and my boss was like, no, Michelle. I was like, no, go ahead, please. But and I'm looking like the waiter, like, dude, I didn't hand you the card. Go pay my bill. But my boss kind of talked to me, whatever. And he was just stuck. Like, the black dude, the waiter was just like, what? So he went on, I said, I gave him a look like, and he went on ahead and paid the bill and brought me back the thing. My boss handed him the little black thing that you put the card in. That was the opposite for me because I was taking my boss out. I was just taking him out and I paid the bill. He always paid.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple years ago, but not lately, because my experiences and my training with restaurant people, they're supposed to, are you guys ready for your bill? And the one that says yes, that's the one you usually give it to. And I think that experience that is modern culture affecting people. it's sad that it's nowadays more women are paying for men's dates. these dudes can't feed. They can't feed their women. They can't feed themselves. And man, that's the new thing now.
Yeah, because I was wondering if it's part of their training. They tell them, don't just take for granted that the man is paying for it, sit it by the woman. Because I was like, why the hell they keep sitting this thing right there, knowing damn well I'm about to pay for this.
Yep, I'm about to do a customer service training at a restaurant. It's about an hour away from my parents' house. I'm gonna go there, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to do that as a routine. I want to see what kind of responses, because that could cost you your tip. You do that to me, it's going to hit your tip. Because you're assuming I'm not coming here for you to assume that I can't feed this woman. what I mean? That's offensive. or if you're not going to ask the question, you put it in the center of the table and let someone grab it. That's what most restaurants do. The smart ones, anyway, because you don't want to piss somebody off.
And, I sat there for a while and they ain't budged, so I was like, I guess I gotta pay this shit now.
your inner Melvin, it come out and say, oh, this shit ain't gonna pay for itself, girl, with your money.
Yeah, right. Come on now, they set it on your side, it ain't on me.
It's interesting to see whether or not a woman is even genuinely willing to pay at all.
know what I'm saying, or contribute at all, because it's likely I'm not going to allow her to, or whatever, in most cases. But sometimes if she feels like, you know, she wants to cover this time because I've covered it so many times before, I'm not going to stop her. It don't take nothing away from me as a man. But sometimes it's cool to see a woman genuinely, you know, want to do that, because it tells me a lot. It tells me a lot about her character.
Mhm. Yep.
Because if I'm considering a relationship with that woman, and she doesn't even consider coming out of her pocket because she feels like, you know, she's entitled to always have stuff paid for, she's not going to do me any good in a relationship. I mean, yep. She just really not. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I might want to feel like I'm appreciated. I'm not going to say it. But it's kind of good for a woman to sometimes do that. You know what I'm saying? Because a man wants to feel appreciated too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say do that every time or nothing like that. But it's sometimes good to see a woman to say, no, I got this one. And just have this one. I'll take care of the chip or whatever if that's what she's going to do. But my thing is, it's sometimes kind of good to see, because, you know, a lot of the times you have a lot of women, they still live in this entitlement mentality to where everything is supposed to be given to them and whatnot. And I'm not cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that want to build with me, and I can't be in a situation where it's always take, 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 and I'm always give. That's not cool.
Well, forgive me, this is Yolanda. I had a couple of experiences. In my dating experience, I was asked to go somewhere, I think it was Florida, and I did indulge, you know what I'm saying, and I had a great time, and we both had our own dough, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of times he wanted to pay. For the first, it was crazy because for like the first 6 dates, it was all, you know, he didn't want me to do a damn thing. It was beautiful. I can't complain. But at the end of the day, I did suggest a weekend that I treat. And it was so crazy because he wasn't familiar with that. So he was like, well, you know, I'm not really, you don't have to do that. I'm not used to that. And I'm like, look, I don't understand what the problem is here. Just let me go ahead. We have a nice weekend, and it's on me. So that was kind of shocking and was funny, because at the end of the weekend, I was Sunday morning, because I still was like, yo, this is my weekend, you know what I'm saying? But by that time, he was like, I can't take it no more. I got breakfast. So it's like, you know, he tried whatever, but it was cool. It worked out well. But I just didn't want him to think that he had to constantly pay all the time.
Well, Yolanda, I appreciate that. As a man, I appreciate that. That means a lot, because it says a lot about you, your own character as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Even y'all had this time and stuff like that. And you know, I can see where he's coming from, because I was in the same situation. I wasn't used to a woman doing anything for me. And the young lady got pissed with me because I was so hesitant about accepting what she was trying to give me. And she got pissed. She's like, listen, I'm trying to do this on my own. I'm not asking you to do anything. You know, and I had to take a step back and I apologized to her. And I just explained to her, I said, from where I'm from and the way I was raised, you know what I'm saying, I give. I'm a giver. I'm a provider. This is what I do. And I'm not used to a woman stepping up and saying, listen, I got this. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to a woman just on her own, just giving me something, just because that's what she feels like she wants to do. I just wasn't used to it. And I had to apologize to her. And then I had to think to myself, I'm like, well, damn, dude, you're a good man. You deserve it.
I
kind of took it with a grain of salt and accepted it. And, you know, if she was just like, I'm just not one of those chicks out there who's just going to take advantage just because you are seemingly taking care of everything. I don't want that. I want you to know that I'm all in, too. So that really felt great. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for being that kind of a woman. I really do.
Well, Oh, thank you, Decker.
And I think it could be little subtle little things. Just even if you're if it's a guy and you done worked all day, or you've been running around, and a woman asks you to come through, and you know y'all gonna have some cocktails, and she knows what you drink, and for her sometimes just to pick it up, like, all right, I know what he wants, so I'm just gonna have it there instead of him having to run here or run there. It's just little things like that. You're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that goes a long way for even guys to say, all right, she seemed like she going to be good peoples or whatever. But then you have some that be like, oh, I know you didn't think I was going to go get it with what? You didn't leave no money, or I didn't have no.
I had enough. Right? You didn't leave no money, people. Oh, I can't stand their asses.
Oh, don't get it twisted. There's guys like that too, honey. Okay. Oh, got more excuses than somebody going to damn jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, what do you call that? You a grown man. Like, what on your pocket? Don't got a damn thing. That he wanted to eat. That he wanted to drink. Oh, there's guys out there like that. I got guys.
Well, we know that. That's a given.
I make no damn sense.
Yeah, it's in the way.
Okay.
You need
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if we got any other people that's listening want to come in and chime in, or if you're listening to it online, then you know, call 657. 383-0395, press 1 and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear new voices and different opinions, or just new people, period.
Yep.
Sure would.
Please
chime in if you're one of the ones that don't feel like you should pay a damn thing ever. Please call in.
Well,
so,
I think
so
some people just more comfortable with typing in stuff on Facebook instead of coming in and actually hearing their hearing their voice.
Yeah.
Janet, were you about to say something?
Well, I was. I was just going to say, like, when it comes to dating and finances, I know we touched base on it quite a bit, but I just wanted to find out, like, when is it, you know, completely acceptable to you if somebody did want to delve into your finances? And besides, you know, I know y'all mentioned, like, if we go into business together, but it would have to take a while, don't you think, if you have to do it or if you want to do it? I don't think that's, like, an upfront thing.
Well, I guess that's when you would probably start having that conversation, maybe living together or headed that route.
Mm-hmm. But I've really got those type of questions in the dating world right now. Like, they'll ask, like, I swear, in, like, the second sentence. It's like, what? Nah. You know, I mean, that's a turn off. That's like, you know, it's so bad now they even ask your bra size in the second and third sentence or something. What?
Hey,
well,
guys, we have... I'm sorry, go ahead, David.
Go ahead. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, we have someone who wanted to chime in, Miss Carolyn. Are we ready for her?
Yes, we are. Miss Carolyn?
Hold on. We're having a...
Hello?
There it is. Here it comes. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
I just wanted to comment. Hi, hon. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to comment on this here topic because I'm new back to dating.
I was married for a long time, and I went into a second marriage, and I was married for about 4 years, and I got back out there and started dating. And I'm starting to find that there are just as many male gold diggers than there are women. And I am not a flashy woman. I'm not a flashy woman. But as soon as a guy come close to me, oh, I'm hit with finances real fast, real hard, down to, you know, I don't even like to let guys know where I live anymore, because as soon as they know what area I live in or see my home, oh, it's on a whole nother level. They feel like they just hit a gold mine, and they just change.
Right.
So what type of questions do they ask you?
They ask a lot about what field that I'm in. When I do tell them I'm self-employed, they just dive in. Oh, you have your own business? How's that going? And how many clients? And how's the pay? All this here. Everything. So much that they may call their sister or somebody else that may work with special need individuals, and then they call right back. Oh, wow. I hear you getting so and so much ahead over there. All this here foolish.
Counting your money, huh?
Yes.
That's sad. So sad.
Oh, yeah.
So it's,
brothers,
it's
you
real.
Gotta do better.
And the going out, I'm not one that I'm going to pay right off the bat. I would have been dating you for a good while before I start bringing out my card to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, they have bad. And I'm not a flashy woman, but I do take very good care of myself. And when I step out, I'm stepping out well. And I don't know, that's some reason why the ticket come close to me every time I go out.
Wow.
So have you went out with someone and they didn't resist? They kind of like, okay, go ahead, you got this? Or what was their actions?
I've had that here and there, but for the most part, I like to date executives. So
okay.
They're pretty much financially stable. Recently, I got okie-doked, hoodwinked. I thought I had a gentleman that was well-established. He asked me to co-sign for him a car. I mean, it turned into a nightmare. And I'm talking about
that'll be the last.
Real fast. And I had no idea that finances were not in order. Miss Michelle knows a lot of what Homeboy has done.
Wow.
For real.
That's
crazy. And now this is a different dude. This ain't no dude that's homeless or on hard times. He has he's a licensed professional. So, what's wrong with you? Trying to run games?
Yeah.
No.
And I told him pimping went out a long time ago. And usually when you're going to pimp a woman, she's in agreeance to it. I'm a businesswoman. I'm not going to be pimped. I'm not interested in any of that. That's dry pimping. You got to go.
Wow. The professional ones are the ones you got to watch nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that because Homeboy was dressed nice, well educated, had degrees up the yin yang, had several professional businesses, license, RN, DON, all this here foolishness, and that turned out to be worse than a $5 Negro.
What I've learned throughout the years is the fact that all those little letters behind their name and in front of their name, underneath their name, all that means is that's a whole lot of debt, too. So, so they still got student loans, they still got all kinds of stuff to pay off. And then if they're trying to shine like that, they got a lifestyle they can't afford too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of the times these executives, they live beyond their means to keep up with the Joneses or keep up appearances, and it ain't what it means. It ain't what it seems, you know. Yep.
That's pretty much what I'm attracted to, though, or like entrepreneurs. I like a guy that has this business minded, and I'm a woman. I don't mind building with you. I would encourage you, but I will not be used. I will not be used. And I'm not going to be anybody Kruger. I'm not going to take care of a man. No, the Bible says a man that does not work shall not eat. I'm not going to take care of you. Better let them know.
Yes, I put it. I have put it out there early on.
I feel like that messes with your manhood. I mean, it could mess with your manhood. It's really sad that men prey on women for finance. This is not that serious. It makes you look weak. You know, the mindset is I'm going to spend your money so I can save mine.
Hakim, you know which word I'm about to use, right? You know which word I'm about to use.
Disqualified.
That's it right there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You have no respect. I have no respect for you.
Yeah.
And your bottom feet are looking to get up on a big whale.
Wow.
We have to remember these people aren't normal people. In my mind, these sons of bitches are sociopathic at this point. You gotta be straight up cuckoo to get up every morning, surf the web, meet a girl at the grocery store, however they're engaging these women, and just set this plot to where you're gonna go. Let me see what she got, and I'm gonna cover my light bill with her ass. And always remember something. They don't stop at just one. You won't be the only one. They'll have like two or three of them. So this dude getting his note paid by one chick, another chick paying the light bill, and, you know, and the whole time his money going in the bank. Or he probably spending it on his wife.
Right.
She ain't cool,
you know,
with this.
Uh-huh, yeah, go on, boy. Go get her. Go get her.
The side chick, spending it on the side chick. That's sad. I don't know about y'all, but my definition, I think the Lord put us on this earth to live. If you can maintain your health and maintain, you know, as we age and keep your health in line, we need to be on, in this time of day, it doesn't mean that you're wealthy, you're extremely wealthy, you manage your finances right. I don't see why we can't be on boats, why we not on jet skis. Why we not taking regular vacations with the right planning and putting your money in the right places? You could live decent, especially two people on the same path. But you got somebody that's with another agenda, and trying to go to the left and messing it all up. You can't live. That's not living. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to live. You either gonna roll with me? I can respect the fact that you don't. I can respect the fact that you're happy at working at McDonald's and you want to stay in your one-bedroom apartment. That's not for me. I can respect that, though. I don't judge you because you ain't got no ambition. You're just not for me. And the problem is a lot of these dudes think that, because they claim that D real good, that you're supposed to bow down and dumb yourself down, but that's not going to happen. D ain't that good. Not for me to be sitting up here and we're supposed to be living. And I know Carolyn could probably get the scripture for me. You're supposed to be prosperous. God didn't put us down here to be in the project or live in destitute. If you put your 10% in, do what you're supposed to do, make sure your kids and your family is straight, and go live while you got time. So anything short of that, the time it's taking you to swindle money out of women or women's trying to swindle money out of men, you could have been getting your education, honey, or building your business. Anybody got time for all that?
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Hamburger.
And I think what hurt, many of us.
You put yourself around people that's got the same like mind. People that's trying to build and live, people that's not just into swindling and trying to connive. That's another thing, trying to get over on the system and all that. That ain't living. All that work is taking you to come up criminally, doing criminal stuff. You could be doing it the right way and really doing what you're supposed to be doing. So.
And I think that's what I want to touch on.
Like-minded
touch on,
people trying to live.
Because I think
I understand that.
what I think has been happening is, as far as even in our generation, that, and I can only could think of like where I grew up at, like many of the guys, you know, I decided to go the college route, and many other guys, they wanted to be the, they wanted the instant gratification, they wanted to hustle, and you know, that was their mindset. So now you have people, our, you know, in your 40s, 50s, and you still have these guys, they've been hustling forever. They don't, I mean, for them to go out into the workplace, they're going to start out the bottom, so they continue to do it. So all they know how to do is use and manipulate and try to take advantage. And that's not for every area, but I'm just speaking specifically on, like, my experiences from what I saw or lived through.
I mean, every college ain't for everybody. If you're not gonna get your trade, okay, and you got that hustle in your blood, then you need to, at some point you need to take that money and invest it. Like Jay-Z and them did, came up off of selling drugs and shit. You can only sell drugs for so long.
That's
so at
right.
some point, you need to be investing that money.
There's still a difference in the hustle. It's one thing to hustle and get it from the street, and it's another thing to hustle and get it from women. And a lot of them are single trying to make it happen. You know, that's a different type of hustling. I don't respect that hustle.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's real low right there. I mean, sometimes, you know,
right,
people got what they got to do. You know what I mean? Everybody got to survive. Some people ain't built for the 9-to-5. Some people, it's like all, like you said, you know, they kind of started out young, and they really don't really have nowhere to go right now. So they're doing their thing. They OGs up in the games. However, I think when you hustle off of women, I think that's pretty damn low, and I don't have no respect for that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yep. Sociopath. Don't you call him? Don't you call him high cam sociopath?
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Probably get a
you
check.
Know,
look,
they,
while y'all
they
checking,
need to get,
when y'all checking the criminal backgrounds and stuff like that, the other way to check with the Social Security Administration is somebody getting a check for being thrown off, too.
Yeah, they need a chin check. That's what they need. You know, some of these folks, I call them predators, you know. There's male, there's female. Especially, I'm not going to forget these females that are in these social media groups who are from out of the country, out of the state. They're all up in your inbox. They send you booty pics, and then they say, you know, did you got $25? I'm hurt. I need to, okay. You send 25. Then here comes another 25, and then it after a month, and they graduated up to 50. You know what I mean? It's like it's a scam. We got a lot of scammers out here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Ain't got time for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of game being played on social media. People sending over paychecks over through the thing, like major money, a couple thousand dollars, withdrawing, sending it over to people.
I done plucked a couple of them out of the groups, you know. If I even hear that somebody's asking somebody for money, it gets to me. I'm plucking them. I don't even, I don't have time to sort it out.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the new thing. People are lazy. You know, once upon a time, I kind of understood things. I understood everybody has to have a hustle because the economy is bad. But you know what? I had to stop that shit because I had to think about it. The economy ain't that bad because the Chinese stores ain't closed down in the hood. The weed stores ain't closed down in the hood. The damn the churches ain't closed down in the hood. So when I stop, the beer places ain't closed up. So, you know, that's part. So, you know, my thing is the money is there. You just, if you're going to do a hustle, do something that's not going to hurt somebody.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I know Backpage is closed, but guess what? You can go and find another website to go sell your wares and underwares. Do what you need to do. I understand it. But, you know, we got to watch out for these predators, man. We're going to be – everybody going to be broke. Keep this up.
Okay.
Yeah, people just don't want to put in the hard work. They just don't want to –
I'm sorry, Dave.
They don't want to do it. I said people just don't want to put in that hard work and that time to build something. They want it fast, quick, in a hurry.
Yeah, you can't build somebody. You can't build with nobody that's trying to tear you down. You know, if they just on the take and you want to, you know what I mean? It's not gonna balance out.
Mhm. Yep. Brother Dedrick, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I thought I don't see your number, so I thought we lost you.
No, I'm here. I wanted to add something too, because I want to make sure. I say this, and if, you know, to all the women that aren't like this, the same for you. But for those who want companionship so bad, to the point to where when a man is giving you attention and giving you some D and all that good stuff, and you all up in your feelings and stuff like that, sometimes those rose-colored glasses are clouded in a major way, because he slips in those little things, you know, where he's asking you for money for whatever it is he make it up for or whatever the case is. And he gives you whatever sob story he gives you. You have to understand, like, you being a girlfriend, he's not qualified for any of that. You understand? Until he gets to a particular depth in that relationship. And that's not really a man who's just going to sit there and just be asking you for that kind of stuff right off the get-go. You know, his mind shouldn't even be wired that way. But there's a lot of guys that are like that. You know what I'm saying? And adversely, you got guys who play into the hands of women who uses their vaginas as a bargaining chip, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And stuff like that. And, you know, men and women have to pay attention to these predators. And that's a really good word for them, because they do their little passive-aggressive bullshit, and then here you are falling for it because you had some good sex, or they look good, or whatever other outside attribute that they had that you thought was so cool, you know. But, you know, you letting all that stuff blind you to the type of person they are. You understand? If you got two people giving on an equal plane, then both will have everything they need from the other. And I think people start, like David said, we live in such a instant gratification type of situation, to the point to where, you know, this microwave relationship crap, you know, like Jiffy Pop. Like, you think it's supposed to just explode into something, and all of a sudden your ass done moved in. Why are y'all living together already? What the hell is wrong with y'all? You know what I'm saying? And then you trying to figure out why things go so bad all the time, or why things so jacked up. You doing too much too damn soon. You haven't even learned in person who this person is. And a lot of the times, people give away who they are, but we ignore it because of what we want, when we want it. You know what I'm saying? And we got to really be mindful of that, because we really shoot ourselves in the foot when we rushing stuff so bad just because we want companionship. Of course we want companionship, but don't you think it would be prudent to get to know somebody and pay attention to the things that they do on a consistent basis? Like, you know, so when somebody's asking you for all this stuff and everything like that, you got to kind of step back and look at where y'all at. If y'all ain't deep into something, and, you know, he's giving you so much to the point where you, like, you don't mind giving, okay, that's different. But because, you know, chances are he really has his back against the wall and he just really don't want to ask nobody else. But since y'all are so close and so deep, and made it to that point, he's going to ask you. He's going to bite his pride, and he's going to ask you. But that's a different type of situation. But with these predators, man, they're cunning, man. They've been in the game long. And like, was that you, Hakim, or whichever one? Y'all said that you ain't the only one.
Yeah, it was Hakim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're not the only one. Best believe that.
He ain't just 5% on you. Come on, man.
Why stop at one?
It's a shared responsibility in that stuff. Like, it's not always the woman's fault. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I mean, obviously, you got to know your boundaries. You got to know your place as a man in society. Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain things you are supposed to be responsible for, and number one should be yourself. You shouldn't really be trying to involve yourself in somebody else's pocket, woman or man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You should be trying to take care of what you need to take care of as a man. And that's the thing. I think these young cats don't really understand that fact. You know what I'm saying? They don't get that whole situation. Now, my young cats that live under my roof, they know the deal. You know what I'm saying? They know the deal. They take care of themselves. I can't tell you the last time. The only one I feed up in this house is my 16-year-old. Everybody else, you don't work, you don't eat.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's the bottom
line.
And they on borrowed time. Let me tell you, I'm counting. I got a 24-year-old. I told that brother, he already passed his deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's how it should be.
Okay, it's real over here.
Hey, we got a caller, guys.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
All right. We have Queen Vi, host of Queen Vi's Reality Talk.
Woo!
Hey, Queen. Peace.
Hi. How everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm sitting here listening to y'all go off. My stance on the whole situation is, first of all, when I'm dating someone, depending on what stage it is, all I need to know is they got a job and they can take care of themselves at the beginning, that they're not going to be crushing, depending on me, or seeing what they can get from me or what I can do for them. And that's the problem with most people. When they start telling people about them, they start doing all the material things and talking about all how much they can do for somebody and what they have to offer financially to someone. But then they set themselves up to open up that door for someone to expect them to do something for them. And then certain people, if they are takers, that's what they're going to do. They're going to take as long as you're going to give. And that should be a tell sign right there, because if it's not a give and take, then it's not, for me anyway, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once you're getting to know someone and you're dating them, then, I mean, worry about the foundation and the groundwork and, you know, what qualities they have that make them a good person or a good mate, you know, a good candidate for that before you start worrying about. Because I tell people all the time, you can make $100,000 a year. I'm not betting from that. That's your house you go to. That's your car you drive. That money goes to your bills. So I don't need you to brag to me about that, because I can take care of my own bills, my own children. So I don't think that that's one of the first things people should start discussing and then get upset if at the end they feel used or they did this and that and start counting and adding what they've done versus what they got. Because you got to get to know a person first before you can tell what type of person they are. Because trust me, you got them girls and those the dudes and the females just waiting for somebody to start bragging about what they got so they can come snatch it.
Mm-hmm. Set up.
Yeah. So when you start with somebody, start asking you about yourself, don't start with your finances. You know, start with what type of person, your character, you know, what you have to offer as a mate as far as, you know, communication skills, your education, you know, your goals, stuff like that. Because, you know, also some people hear you're an entrepreneur and think you got money coming out your ass. When they don't know who you're an entrepreneur, your money is getting put into it, you know. But you always going to be able to tell what type of person somebody is. Listen to them talk about themselves. And listen to the questions that they're asking you about yourself, and you'll be able to tell what type of person they are. And if they really genuinely want to get to know you, or they want to know what you can do for them. So.
Yeah, right. It'll reveal itself, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then you And I heard y'all talking about those dry baggers that start bringing up situations that they're in and mm-hmm. talking about stuff they need. That's because they open the door. They want you to offer it. Because if you offer it, you can't say they use you because you offered it. Opposed to them asking you for it. So they're going to start dry bagging. So, oh, man, I don't know how my card is paid in car note. You know. You know. Once they start, they want you to feel sorry for them because they want you to volunteer. So they can turn around and say, I never asked you to do nothing for me.
Yo, I'm real funny to that. I got time enough for them because I've run across a few throughout the years, and, you know, I'm a comedian. You understand? I'm like, damn, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. I know God will see you through, and in some kind of way you're going to come up with. You know, I'm fucking... I'm so sarcastic because they'll do it and then they'll see if you bite. And a lot of these guys bite trying to be super safe the whole. First of all, I ain't saving your ass. We don't know each other that well. What the devil is wrong with you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your situation gets better. All right. Well, you know what? I got to go. I got something else going on over here I got to handle. So, you know, good luck with that, though. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, that little dry bagger, I find that hilarious. I find that hilarious. Yeah, you go ahead and dry bag all you want.
Did you call your pastor?
Yeah.
You some prayers for you, baby. That'll help. I don't know. Don't ask me for shit.
And one of the things I had also posted is about, like, when family is constantly asking you for money, and now you're into a relationship with someone, should they step in and say, listen, like, you know, you need to stop with your mother, your brother, sister, they need to stop borrowing money from you, especially if y'all trying to build. So how do y'all feel about that? And I know some women said they were reluctant to say anything to a guy if it's his money, especially if it has to do with his family, because they know it's not going to end up well for them. So they say they kind of, hey, that's on him. But if you're trying to build something with this person, then mom is always calling, or the brother, sister, cousin, and they constantly dropping money, that's an issue.
Yes, it is an issue, because if you have two people that's building, they are family now, and they have to worry about their home first before you start outsourcing your money. I'm going to say something. Because if we both put money in this account and we both building towards something, once you start taking out of the home to give to someone outside of the home, now you mess with my money too.
No, we're not having no joint account. That ain't going to happen. Oh, no. We're not going to be able to. You got your account in the end, me and my husband had a separate account. It was joint at first, and then he started making decisions without me. And I was like, oh, no, player.
So
I had to move my money. And I told him I was going to do it, and he thought it was a game. And then when I did move, it was a problem. You thought I was playing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily talking about joint accounts.
I moved all the money because, see, my husband gave his check. His check went into the account, and we paid bills with it.
Mm-hmm.
So literally my money was my money, and his money was my money. But you know, he had access to the account. You know, that's how he wanted it. He was older than me, so I was all right with that. But then when you start making financial decisions without me, now it's time for now that's going to cause a problem. One, because you didn't communicate to me. He felt like I was saying that he had to ask me, and that wasn't the case. You didn't communicate to me that you was about to go put this change down on a new whip. You know what I mean? We discussed getting a new whip, but you didn't tell me we were about to take this change right here that I have bills coming out of to do that. And because you didn't communicate that to me, I had to remove money out of my savings account or whatever to make sure those bills get paid. Now you being an asshole. You know what I mean? So that account got, I took myself off that account. I already had a savings account somewhere else. And I just opened up a checking account and put that money in there. And it was a lot, but, hey, it took some maneuvering. So that started a ripple effect. And when you start having two people not on the same page, but whatever the stupid reasons are, you know, when it's been my experience, when couples have conflict with each other, you know, with each other personally, then all of a sudden that starts affecting the finances. And when it starts affecting the finances, it's time to go. You know, it's time to go. And when it not just one time, but when it just continues to be a problem, then it's time to go. Now, you know, bills is not getting paid in a timely manner because you feel it some type of way. I don't got time for that. That's childish. So, I mean, from that lesson I learned, we need to have separate accounts. We have separate accounts, and we got one account to pay, that we both put in to pay bills. That's our role.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, our show is winding down, I know, but I wanted to get Anitra in. We've been missing her the last couple of weeks. I want to squeeze her in real quick.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
David.
What's going on?
Hey, yo. Hey, Ness. Hey, Cedric. Did I miss somebody?
Hey, Nathan.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, yay.
Is she?
I know I'm up in here. Yeah. Internal affairs.
Okay. Well, just real quick, cause I know I probably, well, it's like 3 minutes. So just real quick, you know, I tried to hurry up and call in, but I just think that it has to be more than when you're asking questions about people, like if you have a job, you know, if you're working. First and foremost, you need to see about stability. And did you just get that job? You know what I'm saying? Are you working on your 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th job? You know what I'm saying? So that tells about their character, too, and about stability in their lives and in their relationships. So, yeah, you might have a job, but you just started working like 2 weeks ago. And don't get me wrong. Things happen. I've been laid off before, you know what I'm saying, after working 10, 15 years. But we're talking about inconsistencies where it wasn't like you was working 10 years and all of a sudden it was a downsize. We talking about like every other month you changing jobs. So, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be asking more if you got a job. You're like, yeah, I do work. Okay, but if you're working every, you know, every month, like, you know, that shows where your finances are and where your stability is. You know, as far as finances and stability in your life. So, and also I wanted to comment too on, you know, divvying out money, you know, to family members. And listen, I get that you want to help your family, but, you know, help those that help themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because charity begins at home. So if I'm trying to build with, you know, someone, like, yo, I had this situation before. I said, listen, if it's me and you, and every time you turn around, somebody's calling you like, okay, but don't they work? Like, I'm just not trying to understand, like, if they're working, you're working, why are they calling you? Like, I'm like Steve Harvey, okay? You going to call me, I'm going to call you back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they
and so
back
in those 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks, you'd be like, oh, man, you know, you called me. They'd be like, oh, man, I handled that. See? So, therefore, was it really like, you know, you just taking, or was it that you just really, you know, if you really needed something, 2 weeks later, you would still be in the need. So, that was just, you know, the Steve Harvey joke. You know, like the Steve Harvey be like, yeah, man, you know, I wait 2 weeks to call people back because people always begging. But, that, like, when you're trying to build with someone and if you're at that point in your relationship or even when you're building, and for me, you know, finances, I think it's a personal thing in the beginning. But if we're going to be building and we're deciding that, you know, we're going to be together, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to sit down. We're going to have to be, you know, we going, is you, do you know how to do a budget? You know, do you even have it? First of all, let's ask, do you have a checking account or are you going to the check cashing? You know what I'm saying?
Check cash.
Like, you know what I mean? Do you even open up a checking account or, you know what I'm saying, or a savings account? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that goes into that, and especially, too, even when you're in a relationship and then all of a sudden, like, I had this experience, too. Like, when you want to be trying to claim, like, our stuff, you be like, our stuff, but I'm the only one paying on the bill. So it's not our stuff unless you paying the bill, honey. It's my stuff and it's your stuff. So until you be contributing on this bill, it's all mine. So don't get the game twisted until we're coming together, you know, building. But you can't be claiming my stuff and you don't put nothing on it. Okay. You ain't put five on it. So but I'm glad I didn't miss you guys this week. I know it's probably my 3 minutes is up. But as always, I enjoy, you know, great conversations. I enjoy you guys. I'm glad we're, like, you know, back together again. Like, it's consistency every week. So, you know.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. All right, guys.
Yes.
Peace, love, and
you want to close it out?
Sure. I would like to thank everybody that called in tonight. Brother Dedrick, Miss Yo, of course, the magnificent Miss Yo, Miss Anitra, Miss Caroline, Queen Vi, thank you very much for calling in. Tomorrow, let's do some plugs. Tomorrow we have Miss Janet Jackson. What are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow is my show, Conversations with Michelle. I want to personally invite all the family, all y'all out there listening. We're about to have a conversation, and I got some new information that I want to add to the show tomorrow about light skin versus dark skin. This is a subject that we need to discuss, and it's really been brought to my attention. Like, I'm just sitting here like, really? So I'm going to be taking notes, but I'm also going to be bringing some information to you.
Yep. All right. And please go follow her show on Instagram. It's Shoebox Talk on Twitter. It's Shoebox Talk on Facebook. It is Conversations with Michelle presents the Shoebox Talk. Shoebox Club. That'll be changing, but please follow on Instagram. Got some good videos. Videos of the comedian Aerie Spears getting his head knocked off for talking about light skin versus dark skin. Mm-hmm. So please check it out. On Thursday, please tune in to Queen Vi's show. Queen Vi and myself will be talking about the needs of men. So please go follow on Instagram. Yeah, that's going to be good. That's blogtalkradio.com/QueenViRealityTalk. Did I do that right, Vi?
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. And shout out to Nefertari Nelson. Couldn't be on tonight. A little busy. So, Brother David, it's been a pleasure. And
no problem.
Will see you guys. Oh, yes, please. Your show Thursday.
Oh, I'm not gonna have a show this Thursday, so it'll be a kind of archive show. So
gotcha.
Next Thursday, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, guys, we thank you all for calling in, all our listeners. We will see you next week.
All right.
Have a great
night, everybody. All right. Good night.
All right.
Good night. Yeah.